Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and staying on top of daily tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? That's where Kinsta.com comes in. Simply better hosting. Founded in 2013, Kinsta offers powerful managed WordPress hosting that takes the stress out of running a website. With Kinsta, your site runs on Google Cloud's premium tier network, utilizing their fastest servers like C3D and C2 VMs. The result? Your site could be up to 200% faster just by switching. Need global reach? Kinsta has 37 data center locations and a content delivery network with over 260 points of presence worldwide, ensuring your audience gets lightning-fast load times no matter where they are. Kinsta.com isn't just about speed, it's about security and ease of use. They provide enterprise-grade protection, including SOC 2 compliance, firewalls, and free malware removal. Plus, their MyKinsta dashboard is packed with tools that make managing your site or multiple sites simple and efficient. And don't stress about switching providers. Kinsta offers unlimited, free, expert-led migrations with no downtime. Their 24/7 support team of WordPress experts is always ready to assist, with an average response time of under 2 minutes. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. That is Kinsta.com. Your future self will thank you for making the switch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was a choice I made. And the choice I made was, what are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being? And I was willing to give up everything to do that.
Don't hesitate to offer the ultimate sacrifice. If you want the future to turn out ultimately well.
That if you want it, you got to go get it. Some of y'all got this concept of what you want to accomplish. You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke, I'm stuck, I'm fucked up, I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
When it comes to discipline, it's like you have to sacrifice loved ones. You have to sacrifice loved ones for a long period of time if you want to be great. It is very unfortunate, and you feel it at times. You know the saying, if it's too hot, get the hell out of the kitchen. Sometimes you just gotta get out of the kitchen because it gets hot. But you have to have a discipline. So sometimes you have to sacrifice loved ones in order to be great because they don't understand. And that's okay. They don't understand what it means to, like, I am getting up every single day at 5 or 6 a.m. And when I get home after everyone leaves the gym, I'm going to take a nap. So now you're sacrificing your loved ones because you're not spending time with them. And when I wake up, I'm probably going to train again. And then I'm going to have dinner. And then I'm going to bed. And I'm going to do that every single day for a long period of time.
Man, just, I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. If I do what everybody else is doing, I'm going to be like everybody else.
Yeah, and he just wanted to win. He's like,
His obsession with winning.
Yeah.
He knew there was a price that needed to pay for winning. And he was, most people, everybody knows you got to pay a price for winning. But most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily basis. And you got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
And master the 3 W's. You got to want it, you got to work it, then you got to win it. Now, how bad do you want it? Because if you want it bad enough, you go work it. then if you do those two, you're gonna win.
I'm not talented. It was life and death. Either you live or you die. Which one do you want, Tom? That was the decision in the corporate life and in the gym. But if you want something bad enough, if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. A lot of days I'm like, oh, you can't do this, Tom. You can't be as quick as a 30-year-old on the computer. Oh, let me show you, Ian. I would have arguments with myself. I could do it. People doubted me. I doubted myself sometimes too. But you know what? I watched Arnold fall down. Nobody remembers when he fell down. When he was, you know, Arnold wasn't the glorified winner as he was in the first 70 through 75. He got up. I became a famous film star. He became governor. He kept getting up and getting up. I saw Trump do the same thing. I saw a lot of these guys I admired in business do it. And that's what it takes. To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought, okay? And I say that not from something I read, that's from something I lived, okay?
They see I don't party, bro, I don't drink, I don't smoke, and they see that and they're like, bro, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go have fun.
You are.
You feel what I'm saying? But I'm having fun, and I try to tell them, like, don't let me affect what you do,
I'm going to be good regardless.
I'm going to be good regardless, but I'm comfortable who I am. Yeah. I have fun sitting at home watching 6 games at a time with my daughter, my family, my girl, or on FaceTime with my family. You know?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
I mean, like, I have fun doing that, answering prison calls over and over, chopping it up with them. That's my life right now. When I'm done, like, I'll probably start doing more. But right now, I just know, I feel like it's messed up that it's this way, that I got to think like this. But it's like, I feel like I go to the club or something, you're not about to play with me. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like,
why you put yourself in that position?
Why put myself in that situation, bro? That position, why?
If you're going to see what you're believing for, you have to be willing to do what other people won't do. Other people may not believe when it looks impossible. Other people may settle where they are. They may get discouraged, tell you, don't bother praying, don't bother believing. No use getting your hopes up. You're wasting your time. You have to do like Barnabas and say, God, this looks impossible, but I know you can do the impossible. The odds are against me, but God, I know you are for me.
No risk, no Ferrari. And we know this to be true. If you want to win the game of life, if you want to take it to the top, you have to be able to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become. And for a lot of people, they may just be comfortable with their 9-to-5, and I completely get it and I validate it. If that's what you want to live and if you're happy, so be it. But I'm willing to neglect the money in the short term and not get that paycheck just because I understand that if you plant enough seeds in due time, you will reap massive rewards. And it worked out.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting. It's real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing and you manifest, most of these people end up, you know, doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real. And there's no excuses. There's no days off. There's no, not willing to grind. And, you know, everybody's against me and this didn't happen for me because of this and that and all this whining. And you know, it's these people who dive in and they're hardcore and they're focused and they know what they want. They know who they are. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
When you feel that pressure inside of you and it's very heavy, like weather that's very, you know, heavy and thick, you're motivated, you feel it. I've got to get up in the morning. I've got to do this. I've got to accomplish this. When that pressure goes away and you don't feel any pressure in your life, you can do anything and there's no consequences for it. You'll just waste time. You'll waste years. You'll waste months. You'll never accomplish anything.
In the short term, your success depends on your intensity. In the long term, your success depends on your consistency. Do not sacrifice the latter for the former.
What's wild about the fear that people have when they're starting out is that they say things like, I have nothing going for me. I have no advantages. I have nothing to my name. I have no money. I have no network. I have no resources. But using Rory Sutherland's reframing, it also means that you have nothing to lose, which makes you incredibly dangerous. And I think people wildly underestimate how many shots on goal you can take when you have nothing to lose. Whereas when someone has something to lose, they have to be more and more selective about the shots they take. And so you have the perfect conditions for taking risk because the worst case scenario is baseline, is where you're currently at.
Correct. Yeah. And so that means your downside is this.
Which means that it's like going to the casino and playing craps, but they say that you can just keep playing until you win. But people are afraid to roll.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you gotta want it. You gotta go days without, listen to me, you gotta wanna be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by, she forgot she didn't eat. Because she was engaged.
Work your ass off. There is no magic pill. There is no magic out there. They work their ass off to put this together. All year long, they work and they work and they work. This does not come together by itself.
Here's the first one. Get serious. That's number one. I don't know any substitute for that. You've really got to get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. I know a guy that's got a half a dozen jokes keeping him from becoming wealthy. He's not known as rich. He's known as a joker. Which I guess is okay if that's the kind of life you want to live. But it really isn't the best way to live. To go from average to fortune, you must get serious. And you must get serious about two very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important. What do you want to do economically? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? What would you like to have? What would you like to share? How much would you like to earn? How far would you like to go? Those are some major questions to ask. And for that all to work out like you want it to for the next 5 or 10 years, in my personal opinion, you've got to get serious.
I learned that I don't let the highs and lows affect me too much. Because we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses. We're going to have successes, we're going to have failures. We're going to have good nights, we're going to have bad nights. We're going to have good relationships, we're going to have bad relationships. We're going to have good ideas and bad ideas. We're going to make money. We're going to lose money. All these things are going to happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's going to be problematic.
The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. That debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, is replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
You know, if you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. And you don't know what the upper limits to that are, because you might ask yourself, like, if for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like?
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, to develop a complete mind, study the art of science and study the science of art. Learn how to see. Realize that everything connects to everything else. To understand that suffering, sacrifice, connects to everything else, that it is an equation to success. You accept it as a necessary ingredient to get to the top. Why? Because most people are not willing to do it. Most people are not willing to put in the extra mile. Most people are not willing to put in the extra necessary labor. They're not willing to invest in themselves. They're not willing to go through the sacrifice or the potential loss. But when it's all said and done, you and I are gonna end up in the same place. We're gonna end up in the grave. So how risky is life? It's super risky. We're gonna die, right? That's the end game. So what is there truly to lose? Nothing. You just realize that it's part of the equation. And when you understand that everything connects to everything else, you begin to develop a complete mind. And a complete mind is a mind that lives in a state of sobriety.
I'm telling you, I've never ever had a plan B. I say I made a full commitment that I'm gonna go and be a bodybuilding champion. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna be in America. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna get into show business and I'm going to be a leading man. No matter what it takes, I will do the work. I will do the work over and over and over until I get it. And the same was in politics and everything like that. So to me, it is very dangerous to have a plan B, because you're cutting yourself off from the chance of really succeeding. And the reason, one of the main reasons why people want to have a plan B is because they are worried about failing. What is, if I fail, then I don't have anything else? Well, let me tell you something. Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder. There's no one that doesn't fail.
It's not glamorous. It's lonely. As you start changing, everything around you starts changing. People around you start, like, it just, it's not even fun in the beginning. And so you'd either have to have an incredible amount of hope or a ridiculous amount of inspiration and delusion, or you have to be in so much pain that the alternative to continuing this pain that you're in is to try something different, because it's the only thing that might be slightly less painful than what you're doing. You get to that point where, you know, I call it the fuck it. Like, this is bad, so fuck it. Let's try something else. Like, I really believe that. And I think people, you can't tell who's going to change, because it's a long game.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression: to get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on, the ghost of the talents you didn't use, and they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
And that's why my first question is, how bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. Most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
And finally, you need to understand that you must be willing to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow. You have to sacrifice who you are today for who you want to become tomorrow.
You're talking about young men that might not have any direction right now? Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.